Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Senate vote leaves TikTok's creator economy staring into the abyss. The U.S. Senate voted to pass a bill that could see TikTok banned within a year, pitching creators and businesses dependent on the platform into an uncertain future. By Louise Matsakis. The U.S. Senate passed a bill late Tuesday that allows the government to ban TikTok within a year if it doesn't make meaningful progress toward separating from its China-based owner, ByteDance. President Joe Biden said in a statement after the vote that he would sign it into law on Wednesday. The version of TikTok impacted by the legislation is not the same platform that then-President Donald Trump first tried to abolish back in 2020, citing national security concerns about its links to China. TikTok, its user base, and the ecosystem of creators making a living from the platform have grown, transformed, and matured since then. And the potential consequences of the app disappearing have become more significant. TikTok's U.S. user base is much older than it was a few years ago. There are more alternative places to post short-form videos, and many long-term influencers say they feel jaded after spending so long trying to fight the app's critics in Washington. But the number of Americans who are financially dependent on TikTok has also grown, including a new class of creators with smaller followings who make a living from e-commerce-focused videos. Speaking hours before the Senate passed the bill targeting TikTok late on Tuesday, creators and others who work in the influencer industry told Wired its approval would threaten the income of at least tens of thousands of people in the U.S. and leave them feeling outraged. This is my livelihood. This is how I'm going to feed my children. This is how many people are feeding their children. A Pennsylvania-based TikTok creator named Aubrey, who posts under the handle Makeup Fresh, said. Aubrey, who asked to use only her first name for privacy reasons, said she and other creators she knows are planning to vote against lawmakers who backed the TikTok ban in the general election this November. James Nord, founder of the influencer marketing platform Four, said that TikTok disappearing would be an extinction-level event for many creators. Most of them do not have sustainable followings on other platforms, he said, and they're not going to be able to migrate their following to Instagram. Tuesday's vote was teed up by House lawmakers over the weekend when they overwhelmingly approved a $95 billion foreign aid package that also includes the measures addressing TikTok. The bill provides funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and was fast-tracked after Iran's retaliatory attack against Israel last week. It passed the Senate on Tuesday with bipartisan support, 79-18, but is likely to face significant legal challenges, including from TikTok, according to reporting from The Information. TikTok did not respond to a request for comment. In a statement to Reuters on Saturday, the company accused elected officials of using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a ban bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans. Prasuna Cheruku, founder of the influencer management agency Diversify Talent, said that some of the veteran creators she works with didn't think the ban would actually pass, but that the political drama and TikTok's evolution have caused some of them to become disillusioned with the app. While videos of dancing and lip-syncing teens were once among the most popular genres on TikTok, they were eventually overtaken by lifestyle and shopping content. That left influencers who were part of the first wave of people on the platform struggling to attract the same size of audiences that they once did. A growing percentage of new content on TikTok is being uploaded by Americans in their 30s and 40s, who are now more likely to report posting videos to the app compared to users in their 20s, according to a Pew Research Center report published earlier this year. The same survey showed that 33% of American adults now say that they have ever used TikTok, up from 21% in 2021. The platform's user base has also become more mature. Some 39% of U.S. adults aged 30 to 49 now report ever having used it, up from just 22% 3 years ago. As the future of the app was debated in Washington over the last few years, TikTok rolled out new features that fundamentally changed the way people experience the platform. Arguably, the biggest was the introduction of TikTok Shop, a sweeping e-commerce initiative that allows people to sell, market, or buy products directly within the app. Aubrey, who has roughly 30,000 followers on TikTok, said she earns about a quarter of her income by posting reviews of items available from TikTok Shop, such as an all-natural skincare serum. Each time one of her viewers makes a purchase, she gets a cut of the sale. But the bulk of her income comes from a scheme called the TikTok Creativity Challenge, she said, which lets amateur content creators earn money by creating advertisements for brands such as Netflix. In many ways, Aubrey's experience illustrates how TikTok creators have become an everyday part of the U.S. economy. She's a stay-at-home mom with a modest viewership, not a teenager dancing star with millions of followers. Her livelihood is dependent on specific programs run by TikTok, not on landing major brand deals. Replicating her success on another app likely wouldn't be easy. "I just don't think that lawmakers are listening at this point," Aubrey said. "A lot of them, in my opinion, don't understand what TikTok is, what TikTok Shop is, or how it is benefiting people." Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.